Labor disputes usually involve just the union and company management, but the strikers at Tyson, now in the 10th month of a strike, have decided to target a member of the company's corporate board. David Jones is the CEO of the Madison-based battery company Rayovac. He sits on Tyson's board and lives in a private gated community in Middleton. On Saturday, 50 union members and their supporters picketed his house and sang union versions of traditional Christmas carols. Striker Ron Howard has worked at the Tyson plant for 19 years. Saturday he carried a sign with Jones's name on it and a picture of a Grinch. He says Jones has turned down requests from the union to meet and discuss their concerns.
Being on the board of directors, he could push the issue more of treating workers fairly, giving them a decent wage, and trying to cut down on their, while their other executives keep getting their golden parachute bonuses and stock options every year, they could turn around and try to settle up with the people that actually make the product and make the profit.
A spokesperson for Jones says he remains neutral on the strike and will not advocate for a settlement either way. John Metcalf of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says the Saturday picket was inappropriate because it crossed personal privacy lines.
You're stepping over some boundaries, at least in the context of the National Labor Relations Act, when you start going to a person's personal home. I'm not sure that any particular striker would like some representative of the management, for example, coming to their home.
A spokesperson for Tyson says its current offer to workers is a fair one. A union spokesperson says the two sides are scheduled to go back to the bargaining table on December 18th. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.